Lise, I'm going to start the meeting of the Western Nevada College Foundation. And with that, we'll go to item number one, which is public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment.
Thank you. Any public comment in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. Any public comment in Las Vegas? I'm seeing none, and Carrie says no. With that, we'll go to the item number two, an action item, and we have Sean C. Davidson, chair of the WNC Foundation. You have the floor, Sean.
All right. Thank you very much. So again, my name is Sean Davidson. I just retired recently from Harley-Davidson Finance, and I've been involved with the WNC Foundation for about 15 years. Every spring, WNC and the WNC Foundation get together for We Are Western. It's an amazing celebration of scholarship donors and recipients. It's both energizing and emotional as donors and students share with each other their dreams, motivations, and aspirations. The last in-person We Are Western celebration was March 2019. And I remember this really well, as one of the speakers was Teresa Fernandez. Teresa moved to Carson City from Mexico with her family when she was in fifth grade. Teresa spoke elegantly that night about the difference that a WNC scholarship was making in her life. I followed her on the podium, and I said, Teresa, hay problemas con nuestro banco en México. Cuando terminas a la Universidad de Nevada, por favor, llámame. Her family was so excited. You would have thought that I had given them this big gift. Let's fast forward to May 2021, just a couple of months ago. Teresa's married. She graduated from UNR, and she starts work at Harley-Davidson Finance. I don't think I played much of a role in that story, but if you listen to Teresa tell the story, I did. So what did I do? I gave her great confidence because she was expected to graduate and then pursue a very specific opportunity that I knew would await her. And why do I share that story? I think it highlights two key themes that are really important right now. We've had nearly 2 years of limited interpersonal interactions. That's changed and challenged the foundation efforts. And then secondly, it's not enough to provide students with just financial support. Being a student, I think, is tougher than it's ever been. And efforts to support students right now are critical. So the foundation's work right now is just so important. So despite these challenges, I'm pleased to report the WNC Foundation delivered another strong year. I've highlighted the following areas. One, fundraising was at a record near record of $2.3 million. Secondly, scholarships, roughly 10% of the student body are receiving foundation scholarships, and that's up 300% over a five-year period. Lastly, fundraising activities continue despite challenges, and we are beginning to transition toward a more personal and interactive engagement. All recognize key contributors to the foundation's achievements. So first of all, talking about that giving and the fundraising. Fiscal year 2021 was negatively impacted, most notably in the established in-person fundraising activities, We Are Western and Reach for the Stars events. Despite that, the financial footings of the foundation have never been stronger. The asset base has grown 48% year over year, and part of that increase has to do with the timing of capital investments. So maybe a better measure is that total assets are up 130% from 5 years ago. The direct investment from the foundation to WNC was $1.1 million. That's down about 50% year over year, also primarily due to capital expenditure timing. And the four-year average is roughly $1.5 million, so it's a reasonable year. However, that number doesn't include some grant activity that goes directly to WNC and doesn't flow through the foundation financials. So the actual funds raised, I think the best metric is that $2.3 million, the second best year ever for fundraising. A few highlights include funds were raised to build out a food pantry to address student food insecurities. Donors include Envy Energy, Visiting Angels, the Campus Police, the Seroptimus, and the City of Carson City. The William N. Pennington Foundation generously donated $941,000 to renovate the biology chemistry lab and create an HVAC lab, both located on the Fallon campus. And the foundation raised nearly $800,000 to build a mobile manufacturing training unit to impact workforce development by reaching rural students. Significant donors for that project included William N. Pennington Foundation, Tesla, Wells Fargo, and Wynn through the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Let me transition to scholarships because this is a great growth story. I spoke earlier about We Are Western and the fact that we haven't held this in-person event for about 2 years. Just the same last year, the foundation produced the We Are Western magazine, which raised about $10,000 while celebrating scholarships, as well as WNC's 50th anniversary. Fiscal year 2021 scholarships numbered 500 plus and were awarded to over 400 students, roughly 1 in 10 of the WNC student body. Dollars awarded are up 23% year over year, and as I mentioned, up 300% over the past 5 years. Nikki and the team have done a great job connecting with generous individuals and entities within the community. So a couple of examples of new scholarship commitments include William N. Pennington Foundation donated $200,000 to support technical education. Ron Turk and Ann Carlson invested $100,000 in the Industrial Arts Workforce Development Scholarship. Dr. Sandra Cook and Tim McFerrin committed $100,000 to fund STEM scholarships. And my favorite, two WNC employees, Sylvia Verdugo and Lorraine Plimpton, started a scholarship for Indigenous students. It started very modestly, has gained great momentum. Sylvia and Lorraine represent a lot of what I love about WNC, commitment to improve lives through education, one student at a time. So let me talk about Friends of WNC. So I spoke about the fundraising and the financial results. I talked about the scholarship growth. I reported on what the results are. Now let me pivot and talk about the why, the people behind the results. It takes a lot of effort and specifically teamwork to achieve these excellent results. The foundation is working hard to safely bring back in-person events, as that is a critical component to developing both friends and funds for WNC. The foundation works closely with WNC to make sure these events are both safe and positive. I'd like to acknowledge that the foundation benefits from strong support from WNC leadership. There's great alignment with WNC's leadership team, to name just a few: President Vince Solis, Vice President and Provost Kyle Dalpe, and CFO Coral Lopez are all excellent to work with. The priorities are clear, communication is strong, and it's an example of one team pulling in one direction. Secondly, I want to recognize NCHI for your support of WNC, both collectively, as well as a couple of key individuals. I've seen many of you at both the fundraising and college events this past year. So specific thanks to Chancellor Rose, Regent Del Carlo, Regent McAdoo, Regent Carvalho, Regent Brooks, Regent Arascada, and Regent Carter. Thank you so much. We're also fortunate to have a talented and engaged foundation board. I'd like to acknowledge all of the board. These are really busy members of the community, yet still prioritize their time to invest in WNC as an institution. This year, I especially want to acknowledge Larry Goodnight, who just stepped down from the board for health reasons. Larry served WNC as a long-term faculty member and continued serving on the finance committee for the foundation well into his retirement. Last May, so just a couple of months ago, marked Larry's 30th consecutive graduation ceremony that he attended. I call that commitment. Lastly, the small and mighty foundation staff of Nikki Gladys, Carol McIntosh, and Rachel Schneider are simply excellent. The results I'm presenting are primarily due to Nikki's talent and leadership. Carol McIntosh, while new in her role, is a former foundation board chair and the most positive person I know. In summary, I've presented the financial results and the $2.3 million in funds raised, emphasized the scholarship growth story of up 300% over the past 5 years, and acknowledged, at least at a high level, who make these results a reality. Given the active board, strong leadership team, and alignment, I expect even better results for the next several years. Thank you for your time this afternoon and for the opportunity to present the annual results for the WNC Foundation, and thank you especially for all you do for WNC and Nevada System of Higher Education. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Davison. And with that, Regent McAdoo has made the motion to approve, and a second from Regent Carter. All in favor of the report, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much, and that passes unanimously. And with that, we'll go on to item number three, the officers, and they are in your briefing papers. So we will go to the consent items, number four, motion for approval. Regent Geddes, thank you, and a second by Regent McMichael. All in favor of the consent items, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Anybody opposed? Nope. Okay, great. With that, we'll go on to new business to the regents. Any new business? Okay, with that, we'll go on to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
No. None in Reno.
And I don't see any in Las Vegas. And I want to thank all the foundations for their reports and just say a couple words how important it is that you do the great work you do. And I think Sean said it, students are really suffering today in many different ways. And I just want to give a shout out that philanthropy is a wonderful thing. And if anybody can reach in their wallet this time of year and give to these foundations, they are tax deductible gifts. So I'm just going to put a shout out because I know we get a lot of appeals this time of year, but this is all for our students and for our institutions. So with that, we're going to take a 10-minute break and we'll come back to public comments. So let's come back by 12:54, please. Thank you.